You wonder why Chazal was so interested in this. You saw the Gemara in the Samachem Beis Samachav Merav. Why Chazal were so interested, so concerned. The question is that why did Chazal bother so much with the tzedukim? You know, all these different pirchas. You know what I mean? It's interesting. I mean, all these different pirchas. And then the Gemara says, all the answers could be refuted. Okay, there's only two of them that you can't really refute. Okay? So, I mean, why does Chazal bother so much? And the funny thing is, you take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Asfatim lachem machras haShabbos." So the Ramban quotes Rashi. Rashi says, "On a chumash, mi machras yom tov rishon shel Pesach, sheimata omer Shabbos bereishis, iato yodea ezel." Right? Which Shabbos bereishis? So it can be. See? So the Ramban says, "Ubeemesh shezu gedola shebarayis bigamar." Okay, and he explains. In the first year, right, you say when you're going to come to land. But in the other years, Rak miyom hochel chemesh bakoma kefiritzoneinu. So you start the harvest, vela divrito. Anyone knows the Torah knows you can't be that way. The Torah doesn't have halachas like that. Based on when people will decide when to harvest. That's when the end is going to be. It's nonsense. Divrito. So on the bottom, they ask the question. But the Gemara says that's one of the rites that can be refuted. So why does Rashi takes it and Ramban says that he's right, that's the best raya, right? Yeah, but the answer like this: why Chazal were so concerned with answering the tzedukim is on two planes. One is simply to show the refutation of the tzedukim. That's one plane. But the truth of the matter is, it bothered Chazal why the Torah used the term Shabbos. And that was a good point. Chachmas HaKasuf, it was something that they were ma'or or something that requires investigation in terms of Chachmas HaKasuf, not in terms of investigation halacha l'maisa, because it's ma'or from Sinai. But there's a Chachmas HaKasuf, and Chachmas HaKasuf, if you're involved in Chachmas HaKasuf, you pull out ideas from the Chachmas HaKasuf. I mean, that's really what the purpose of the limudim are, the various tanoim. Each one is a different idea that they derive, which is a conceptual limud. You see, so you have to understand the Chazal. You can't learn it with simplicity. I mean, Chazal are very deep, and there's two planes here. One is the refutation of the tzedukim, and that's what the Ramban and Rashi say. That's pashut, that the tzedukim are basing it on pshuto shel mikra. Pshuto shel mikra can't be, because then you're going to say kisavol alaretz, and it'll be tully in biaschem el aretz mimachras haShabbos that you came to the aretz. Or in the future years me'achal chemesh, that can't be. It's just impossible. So he says that's the refutation, that pshuto shel mikra can't be the supplying the kviyas of the chag haShavuos. It's just amaratzis. Okay. So that's one plane. But on another plane, Chazal are interested themselves in the Chachmas HaKasuf. And that's why you have so many limudim, because it is a strange thing that the Torah calls it Shabbos. You say, maybe the end of the Shabbat will explain an idea that has to do with this area, really. Why the Chazal aren't, don't go, their ideas that are, you know, that in terms of the limudim Chazal have here. But there's also a philosophical idea. But when the Gemara says that Amar Vakulu Islu Pircha Bar Mitre, what the Gemara means to say that in terms of Chachmas HaKasav, you could have a Pircha. It doesn't mean that the limud is not true. You know, there's a difference. In other words, what they're saying is that Tana has a right to say the way to understand the Chachmas HaKasav, just like anything, according to his svar. But sometimes it's irrefutable. So the Gemara is saying the two of them are irrefutable. It doesn't mean the other ones are a waste of time. The other ones are limudim. And even if you don't hold it's muchach, but the idea of the limud is correct. Okay, it's like in Kalashas. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't mean that's one thing. You can't understand the Gemara superficially. You have to have a little depth over here in Divrei Chazal. I mean, like the like a Bible critic would read the word. Oh, they're just trying to refute this document. They're trying very hard. All these lamudim. You know what I mean? No, that's completely erroneous. There's one simple refutation. That's what the Ramban says. That's what Rashi who's explaining the Mikra is showing you the absolute refutation. That's not what the Gemara is saying. The Kulu Islu Pircha. Because the Kulu Islu Pircha is from the framework of limudim. You understand what I'm saying? There are two frameworks there. There's a framework of how you answer the tzedukim, and there's a framework of the genuine limudim. So Chazal answered the tzedukim. That's like in the beginning, they answered the tzedukim. But then they were concerned with the limudim. Do you follow? So Lekulu Islu Pircha means in the real frame of reference. Then Chazal are switching to the real frame of reference. But in terms of the tzedukim's platform, for their frame of reference, that's what the Ramban is saying, the refutation is complete, because truth or shel mikra just can't be. You understand what I'm saying? It's two separate frameworks that they're dealing with. One is to refute the tzedukim, and that's what Rashi says and Ramban says. But now Chazal were interested themselves. In the limud, I mean, just because the tzedukim said it doesn't mean the point has no value. It's true that there's something going on here with the pasuk, with the why the Torah says mimachas Shabbos, even though it's correct it's Shabbos, but there is something going on here. So Chazal were interested themselves in the limud, you see, and when the Gemara says that it's a pircha, it's in the real frame of reference. It's not talking about the stukum frame of reference. It's talking about the real frame of reference. There is a pircha. That's why it's not a kasha on the Ramban. Ramban says this is the biggest disproof, because that's in the frame of reference of the tzedukim. But now Chazal are in their own frame of reference, they're saying, like the Gemara says many times, the Gemara says Megillah, kula sepercha bar mishmol. Doesn't mean that the other ideas are erroneous, even if you don't agree. But nevertheless, I mean, that's Tarsh Bal Peh. Tan has a right to his chavis das. I mean, he holds misvara that the limud is. The limud is correct, and the idea that's derived from the limud is correct. And even if you say Isla Pircha, it doesn't mean the idea is not correct. The question is it based on this Chachmas Kasav or somewhere else? You understand what I'm saying? So you have to understand Chazal with a little depth, not just superficially. That's what the Ramban is saying. So there's no kasha on it. It's two frames of reference going on in the Gemara. But the Gemara was interested and concerned about the Chachmas Kasav. What is the Chachmas Kasav here? Okay, and each one has a different idea of a different Chachmas HaKasav. Because it's true, just because it's still say it doesn't mean that it's completely crazy. I mean, they happen to pick on something that requires understanding in time of Chachmas HaKasav. So Chazal took to it themselves, like they always do. All right. Yeah. Since he said Va'od, so you see he held that that it wasn't 100% muchach, because you could say it means the Shabbos Bereishis after Pesach. Mm-hmm. But that's not going to help the tzedukim. You know what I mean? Not going to answer the tzedukim. Right. Because the pasuk, if you want to go pshut to Shomikra, the Shomikra doesn't say in Machas Shabbos after Pesach. Yeah, I can't answer that. But in terms of the absolute ideas of the limudim, you could say that that's the limud. Machas Shabbos means Shabbos after Pesach. That's why it says vote. Okay, that's in the true framework, but in their framework, it's nothing. You don't need it. It's simply refuted. They're simply refuted. Absolutely refuted. Because they want to learn Pshuto Shemikra, so learn Pshuto Shemikra. You can't just learn some learn Pshuto Shemikra over here, and then when it comes to Rosh Shabbos, it means no, it means Shabbos after Pesach. I mean, where does it say that? You know what I mean? You have to be consistent. In terms of the Sukkim, there's no consistency. So that's the refutation. But in terms of the real Limud, the Gemara says that it's a... That since you said Vod, you see that... No, because in terms of our way of learning Sukkim, in terms of our way of learning Pesukim, we could say, no, it means Shabbos after Pesach. That's our way. They can't be saved by that. They can't take our way half the time and then take the Pesukim the other half. That's not a consistency. Okay? That's the shot. Yeah, they were inconsistent. But that goes in line with the Rambam sheet in the, about them, the Pesukim and the Baisusa, which is that they really didn't believe it. The leaders, they really wanted to deny Yahadus completely, and deny the Das of Emes. I want to say there's no Das, really. They were, they were really like Maskilim. They're like Maskilim. But the Maskilim, not Maskilim, I shouldn't say Maskilim. The quote, the negative Maskilim. So they wanted to lead the masses, so they had to have some kind of a religious framework. So they took the Torah and used it for their own, in their own way. They knew they'd be nothing without satisfying the religious emotion of the masses. That's what Ram says. I mean, the same thing's true of the conservative leaders today. I mean, the conservative leader, one fellow came out with the idea that there was no Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if he was an honest person, so then he would just say, then how could I stay and take on this job, and it's all lies. Right. But the answer is they want power, and they want position, and that's why they... And it gives them more power if things can be maneuvered the wrong way. So that's the real answer. That's really the conservatives, the same thing. There's absolutely no difference. As I'll say, that's like, I think the Gemara said, Kosovach Aromar. Tisbru chamishim yom, the samach and beis, v'kosav echad omer, sheva shabosav stmimos tiyena. Okay, here the Gemara is going into the real drasha. It's not going into the instance of it. It's real drasha. Okay, it said, kan b'yamtiv shecholiyos b'shabbos. Kan b'yamtiv shecholiyos b'emtza shabbos. But here's more going into the real ideas of the chachmas akasav. It's a different thing. And it's not going to be Shabbos. And the other one says Sheva Shabbos is Tamei Mestina. Kam Biyom Tshecholiyos B'Shabbos, Kam Biyom Tshecholiyos B'Em Tshabbos. So what is the Gemara saying? So the Gemara apparently is saying that there is a kiyum of Sheva Shabbosos. There is a kiyum of Sheva Shabbosos. It's an interesting, very interesting Gemara. I mean, very interesting Gemara. Gemara is saying there is a kiyum of Sheva Shabbosos. But sometimes you'll have the full kiyum of Sheva Shabbosos, where it's chal on Shabbos, and that's mimachras Shabbos tisbur chamish miyom, and sometimes you won't. Sometimes it'll be your count. So it means, I mean, halachically it means two different concepts of counting. That the week counts itself, because that already exists from the Sheish Mei Breishis. It's automatic. So that's really kishacholios b'Shabbos. So your counting then is not to create the count, but it's just to enunciate the count. So sometimes the count is automatic. Right. We'll come back to this concept. What's the concept? It's a strange, something like a strange idea. But sometimes the count is automatic, and the count is Shabbos Bereishis, the week of Bereishis, and sometimes you create the count. That's what... That's Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, right? Yeah. Okay. But that's what Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai held. So, I mean, let's keep that in mind. It's an interesting thing. What does it show you? What it shows you is that there's some idea of Shabbos Bereishis here. That's what it shows. That there is some idea of Shabbos Bereishis here. Okay, but the Shabbos Bereishis is not the way they thought, that it's Kaveya the count. But the Shabbos Bereishis is involved sometimes, is involved in the automatic, it changes the nature of the tisperu. Changes the nature of the tisperu when it happens to coincide like that. Okay, that's the role of Shabbos. But Shabbos Bereishis plays a role. That's what he's saying. Okay. We'll come back to why should Shabbos Bereishis play a role. I mean, but from the pasuk itself, from Pesukim itself, it's mashma to Shabbos Bereishis. I mean, it says, machras Shabbos, tisperu mimachras Shabbos, tisperu chamishim yom ad mimachras Shabbos hashviyis. Yeah, that's right. Usvatim lachem mimachras Shabbos. Miyom aviyachem esomar atnufa sheva Shabbosos tamimos tiyena. So you have Shabbosos again. It's funny. I mean, even though the Ramban says, of course, even Losh Chazal, Shabbos means a week, right? But he talks about this. Why you have this word Shabbos twice? Machras Shabbos, Sheva Shabbosos, Tmimos Yen. Ad mi Machras Shabbos Hashvius. Again, Shabbos Hashvius. Tisperu Chamish Miyom. Okay. The Krafta Mincha Chadash Lad Hashem. Okay. All right. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai maintains that there is something with Shabbos Bereishis here. But the role in halacha of Shabbos Bereishis is to change the nature of the sphere. Yes, that's right. The word Shabbos over here appears in two contexts. One is Shabbos itself, the Kedushas Shabbos, and which is it depends, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it means actual Shabbos. But and then also in terms of week. But it is a funny thing. Ramban talks about that. Some want to say to him, why did I use that lotion? But there's something here. Okay. Yeah. So that's one shot. Rebbe Elazar ma ein etzar. Hare omer tispor lecha. Shiva shavuos tispor loch. Shiva shavuos tispor loch. So the Gemara says, tzvira tluya bebezin. Shehem yodim lechadesh. So it's totally in Bezdin. Any rationale? Tzvid lebezdin. She Bezdin kovin amodos. Vatzorach lishal emasai chol yom tefrishin shal pesach. She maschil limnos asfir mimachros. Okay. So shehem yodim Lekadesh Yomtif. Okay, alright. Whatever. Anyway, but it means that they're the ones who create the count. Mimachras Shabbos, Mimachras Yomtif. Yotzos Shabbos Bereishis, Shesfirosa B'choladam. Okay. So it means that what? That it can't be Shabbos Bereishis, because over here what they're saying is that the Kedushas Shabbos Bereishis and the Kedushas Yom Tov are two different Kedushas. And you can't mingle the two. So therefore, Shivash was Tispar Loch. So Tispar Loch means your count. It means it's a Kedusha. Shehem Yodim Lekadesh Chodashim, Tispar Loch, because they're the ones that are sofer. So it means that it's your count. That's the mitzvah Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, and Shabbos is Mekadesh Yisrael Vame. So that's so you can't mix the two. So that's why it's an impossibility, a conceptual impossibility. Here the Chazal are pointing out that it's a conceptual impossibility to mix the two Kedushas. The Kedushas are Shabbos and the Kedushas are Yom Tov. Because one is the Borei Olam is Mekadesh, and the other one is Klal Yisrael's Mekadesh. And you can't mix these two. These two can't be mixed together. That's what Chazal is saying over here. Shiva Shavuos Tispar Loch, and Shabbos Bereishis is Mekudesh Vamed. Sfaras V'chalala. Okay. Different Kedush, like the Rambam says. Two different Kedushas. Okay. That's another point that Chazal are mentioning. Okay. Rabbi Shomer Amra Torah Menei Yomim the Kadesh Chodesh. Mene yomim the kadesh atzeres, ma chodesh samach lebiyason niker, af atzeres samach lebiyason nikeres. Then toma atzeres lo lamach hashabbos, heich tani keres, me shilafon eho, Okay, so Rashi says, "Menei yom v'kadosh chodesh ad kos pasul l'chodesh yom." That's the Gemara Mazal. L'chodesh yom. So menei ad chodesh yomim, menei tishov esrim yom, v'yakadosh chodesh biyom shloshim. Ma chodesh samach l'biyoso cheshbono nikar me'em asay maschil limnos. This is an interesting Rashi, interesting Gemara. Me'em asay maschil limnos. The hainim yom chavtes mishas molar halavana. So it's Nikola Kola Olam that tomorrow they're going to be Mekadesh de Chodesh, because how is it Nikr through the minion of the Molad? Okay, Afatzera Samach Lebiaso Minyan Chamishim Nikola Hem Yom Kavua She Yaschilu Limnos Bo Dain and Machos Yom Tefrishan Shim Mamtinin Adva Achas Shabbos Ain Shem Heker Yom Kavua the Pum Shem Aschel Nos Biyun Zayim Pum Biyches. Okay, yeah. So what is the main idea in Rashi? What's the main idea in Rashi? Main idea in Rashi is the what? What's the main idea in Rashi? Interesting thing. But you see, he says the molad. I mean, this is really a raya for the central idea of the shir, which is that the Kiddush HaChodesh, the main idea in Kiddush HaChodesh, revolves around the molad. That's the thing. That's why he announced the molad in Shul. Because that's the whole Kiddushas Yisrael, is the recognition of Chachmas Hashem, like the bracha says. The bracha that everybody says, that we all say, that Hashem Amar Baruch Chakim Ruch Piv Kol Tzom Chog Zman Sam Lam Shloi Shana Slav Kidom. So that's really, it's Kabbalah Samal Chashamayim. So you see the molad revolves around, everything revolves around the molad, which is the recognition of the chachma, of the cycle of the moon. So that's what Rashi says. So Rashi says that it's nikr l'chol ha'om because of the knowledge of the molad. So it means to say that the kiyum, that's an interesting idea. I mean, that's really, you got a Rambam here. Okay, that's really the Rambam in where the Rambam says that it's all muscle of Bezdin. That the mitzvah of Bezdin doesn't end with the Cheshbin, doesn't end with Kabbalah Seidus, but it ends with, they have to be Modiyah the Om. The Yishlechu V'yadiyu Shor Om Be'ezi Yom U'Rosh Chodesh, Kidei She'yedu Be'ezi Yom Hein Amodos, Asher Tikra Osom Mikrei Kodesh. So that's a Chiyuv in Bezdin, to be Modiyah the Om. So you see that the whole concept of the ideas of Kiddush HaChodesh, I mean, have to be expressed klapei ha'om through the gavra of the bezin. You see, through the gavra of the bezin. So the om should be educated. The om should have knowledge and recognize what this is about. So that's the ultimate purpose. So from the bezin, I mean, it has to go to the om. So that's what Rashi's saying. That it's Nikola Kol. Why? Because everybody's supposed to know the Molad. They should have an idea of the Molad and recognize that the Mo'ados revolve around, the whole Kiddush of the Mo'ados revolve around the appreciation of the Bezdin of Chochmas Hashem and Chokos Man Nasanlem and all the Yisori Ados. I mean, they go with it. So that's what Rashi mentioned. So here again, you see that the essence of the Kiddush HaChodesh, really, and that's really the bracha. That's the Ram Sheet. The Ram Sheet is the bracha that the Om makes, that we make on Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam holds that bracha is really a bracha of Kiddush HaChodesh for the Am. That's the Rambam holds that. That's Ram Perkid Allah design. Aroa Levona Bechidusha Mavorech. And he has the whole bracha. It's interesting. In the end of his bracha, he says, Lefor Liotzmar Kol Machusva Kol Mashabar. Ram has Gisha. And our Ram Nasi Gisha. Kol Mashabar. I mean, it's on the whole universe. It's really on the whole universe. It's good Gisha. So then the Ram says, Perigid Allah design. Brachas. And Allah Yudzaim, Vetzach Lavarach Brachas Zuma Uma, Chikon Varach Lachosh Bismano, Kilu Hikbu Pnei Shechina. In Lo Birach Aleh Beleil Harishon, Mavarach Aleha, Achisho Asayom. But apparently, the Zmana is really Leil Rishon, according to the Rambam. Because that's really supposed to be, the Am is supposed to recognize. It's supposed to go from Bezdin to the Am. The Klal it's a Kedusha that permeates all of Klal Yisrael, not just the Sanhedrin. Okay, and the Kedusha of recognition of Chachmas Hashem and his the Yisod Yados, like we mentioned. Okay, so that's what Rambam holds the first night. So at any rate, Rashi. So that's what Rashi says. Now what is Rashi? So now what is Rashi saying though? But what do you do with Shavuos? So what do you do with Shavuos? Because the Yom Tov of Shavuos does not revolve around the Chachma and the universe. Okay. So what does Rashi do with Shavuos? So Rashi learns Shavuos. He learns that the Gemara's limud is that the Yom Tov must be nikar la'om. That the mo'adim have to be nikar la'om. So he learns that it's nikar la'om in two different ways. In one way, it's nikar through the ordinary method, which is the molad, okay, through the molad. Somach lebiyaso cheshbonu meimus aytas chulunus hana miyom choftes mishas molad halachona. So that's the ordinary way, but over here it's an exceptional way. Over here, it's nikar la'om from the yom after yom tov rishon. Okay, it's nikar. Okay, that's the idea that Rashi said. Yeah. I think what he means like this. What he means is that you see, what do you see from the Kiddush HaKodesh, from the Molad, that it's a system. In other words, the first thing in Chachma is that there has to be a system here. So, of course, in the case of the Molad, it's God's system of the revolution of the moon. Okay, but it's a system of Chachma, and a Chachma has a systematic element to it. That's why, for instance, the Rambam says the calendar. So what is the Chachma that we have? So that's the not the Derech Hamiti, but the Emtzoi. But the Emtzoi is Chachma. That's Tchilas also. There's a consistency. It's a Chachma. It's an average. It's a Chachma. So that's what Rashi's saying. That Shavuos is different insofar as it's not based on the Oreach. But it's not different in the sense that it's an arbitrary thing, that it's Tofes, an arbitrary system, because it must reflect, ultimately, the system of all the Moados, which is a fixed system of Chachma. You see? So it's true that the framework in the Koveya is... The Kaveh is different. It's not the Kaveh of the Molad, but it reflects the Kvias of the Molad in that it's not arbitrary and that it's always a cycle and it's always exact and precise. But if you're going to say that Machras HaShabbos means after Shabbos, then there's no system. Then it doesn't reflect anything. That's what Rashi said. That it's true, it's a different Kaveh, but the Kaveh has to reflect the system of Chachma. Which is the Oreach, you see? So it's true that it has a different Koveya, but it can't be that it's not going to reflect the system of the Chodesh and become arbitrary. That can't be. It's got to be, it's replacing, basically, according to Rashi, it's a replacement. That's the equation. Ma Chodesh is totally in Lashon Rashi, Ma'achar Cheshbono Nikol Akol Me'imasai Taschil Limnos Ta'ina Miyom Chavtal Mishas Chavtes Miyom Mishas Molar Alavana. So Shavuos is a substitute Koveya, because it's a substitute Koveya, because it's totally in the Yom Shabbosan of the Pesach, but it reflects the system. It's a different Tisperu. It's a Tisperu Chamishim Yom, but it's not a haphazard system. Then it has no Sheikhas altogether. You see, then it has no Sheikhas altogether, And then it doesn't reflect anything. Then it doesn't reflect chachma. It can't be maros. So in the Chag HaShavuos, there was a substitute, koveya, and a substitute system of Tisbur Chamishim Yom. But it is a system. It is a system. Because it has to reflect in it the ultimate system, that it's replacing an ultimate underlying system, which is the system of the Areach. You see? That's how it has to be. That's really the way Rashi brought Shavuos into the context of Moadim. You see? How does it come to it's a different thing altogether? The answer is, it's true. Different Koveya, different system. It's not Choftes Yom, it's Chamishim Yom, but it reflects the Chachma of the Koveya of Moadim, which is a replacement. And the fact that it replaces the other system of Choftes Yom, it's related to it. You see? That's what Rashi's saying. Okay. That's right.
I mean, the
uniqueness. That's right. That's correct. The uniqueness of the day. Now, Danny's right. The uniqueness of the day can only come about through the solar. That's correct. So it won't be. That's why through the lunar.
But the solar moves too.
No. But the solar's not. Halacha isolated the lunar. So that's it. I mean, Halacha can't take the whole universe. Halacha isolates one area, okay? Like the Rambam said. I mean, the rest is lahagdol Torah ladira, but the beginning has to. They have to have some halachic point there. So the yomim ad chodesh yomim. So yomim is that's a pasuk ad chodesh yomim. That the yomim. So Danny's adding the thing is that you don't have a precise yom unless you go by the lunar. So you're right. That's right. It's correct. And that's why it would not, that's why it would be arbitrary. That's why it would be arbitrary. So it would not in any way reflect the system of the chachma of the lunar, the chachma of the Kiddush HaChodesh, in any way. You're absolutely right. Because there's no yom. It would be arbitrary. That's what Rashi means. Be arbitrary. Very good. What Rashi's saying is like this. It's true that Torah used a different koveya here, and for its reasons. I mean, the koveya is in Machras Pesach, but it didn't. It could not have Shavuos not reflect at all the system of the Moadas, which is based on the Areach. So it's a substitute system. So, but it can't be devoid of reflecting the real Koveya of the Moados, which is a systematic thing, and based on it. So that's what they're saying, that the day, the identity of the day as a day in which you start your count, to have a systematic count, you have to have an identity. So the identity is only lunar. So it must always be Tezayin. Must always be Tezayin B'chodesh. You have to start from a day, from a Tezayin. Okay? Otherwise it comes out that this would not be able to be Yantif, because it's an arbitrary thing. And it's true the Koveya was substituted, but it still has to be the Tisbur Chamishim Yom reflects the idea of the Choftes. The Choftes Yom. I mean, it reflects that idea. But it's a substitute Koveya, but it can't not reflect it. That's where, according to Rashi, Shavuos is tied into the Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay, that's how Rashi learns. Okay? I mean, Mimachras HaPesach means the day after Pesach, but it's not the Kiddush HaYom, it's the identity of the day. Yeah, the Kiddush Yom is the identity. The Kiddush Yom is determined by the identity of the day. When Bez is Mekadosh HaKodesh, so it's Mikra Kodesh. Rashi says himself, Mikra Kodesh, that the very pronouncing of the Kodesh is ipso facto pronouncing the Moed, Rashi and Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so it's all the Kiddush is Noveya from the system of the Moed. Okay. So, but the Rabbeinu Tam, that's the critical point. Rabbeinu Tam understood Rashi, but he didn't like the idea how the Kedushas Shavuos is Noveya from the Kiddush HaChodesh. Where, so that's a substitute system, and it's true, it's tied to the kviyas of the Chodesh of Nisan, and the Yom is the point of departure, and it's a consistent sphera, but he didn't like that idea that it simply reflects, replaces the old system, and in that way, that's its tie to the Moloch. Okay? To the Moloch. Because he held every Yom Tov has to be Nikval Yedei HaMoloch. Okay? Through the Chachma of the cycle of the Erech. Okay, so I still get it. Then time of Rosh Machodesh, Samach will be Asar Shachodesh, Nikar Masa Yir Rosh Chodesh, the Miyad, the Michsi Sir of Ein Niris, Kuli Al Miyadi, Shehayom Yiyah Molad. He said, well, Machor Yikachu Beznes Achodesh. I mean, it's unbelievable, Taisvis, that the way he has, Reb Bol, thank Reb Bol for this. I didn't say the Taisvis. So the Taisvis says, Rabbi Natam says, you see that the whole Kedushas Yisrael is Novei, revolves around the recognition of the Molad and the Chachma of the Molad. So he says, Miyad Michsi Sirov, Eino Niris Kulal Miyadi Shayom Yiyah Molad. Or Lamachar, Yikachu Beznach Esachodesh. Afatzera Sarach Shayayin Nikav Yadul Olam, Zman Kedushasa, Somach Lebiyasa. Dahaino, Im Aschilin Limnos Beshisha Asa Benison. Amazing Rabbi Adam. Sheyitno Ein Nehem Kama Halavona Gedola B'chamisha L'chodesh. Okay? So they'll take a look and they'll see the size of the Levona B'chamisha L'chodesh. That's what? That's on Iyar. Yeah, Ukishi Yeroa B'sivim Bosa Shir Yedu Shalomach Yizkash Atzeres. Okay? That's Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam, yeah. So what is Rabbeinu Tam saying? A new kind of Kiddush HaChodesh? Kiddush HaChodesh in Yom Chamisha? I mean, what is he saying, Rabbeinu Tam? So Rabbeinu Tam is saying like this, that in Kiddush HaChodesh, there are two things in Kiddush HaChodesh. One thing is Bez Mechashvin and the essential lachas of Kiddush HaChodesh. But there's a kiyum in the Am, that the Am recognizes that everything revolves around Chochmas Hashem of Chokos Manas Anlam. And that's the Kedusha of the Yom Tov. That din in Kiddush HaChodesh is not the mitzvah, not but like the Rambam has, that Beznes Modil Am. Beznes Modil Am. So the whole Kedushas Yom Tov can't take place unless it's tied to the recognition of that chachma, of the chachma of the Erech, the cycle of the Erech. So Rabbi Natam says that in every Yom Tov you always have it, right? What's the lashon? He says Kula Al Miyadish Yom Yamola Machi Kachu Bez Nacharish. So you always have that recognition of chachmas Hashem in every Yom Tov, but it must equally be. You must have that same recognition with regard to Shavuos. And if not, you couldn't have the Kedusha Yom or Shavuos. So what's the tie between Shavuos and the Chachmas Abriya? So the answer is, the tie is that people recognize the size of the moon and they see that in a month from now, a month one, they can be covered. They know that it's a system. The system of the Yoreach is recognizable. The system of the Erech is recognizable. So they recognize from Hey Eor, they recognize that it'll be the same size a month from now. And in other words, it can be Muchach from the Chachm of the Levana, the Yom of the Chag HaShavuos. The Yom of the Chag HaShavuos can be Muchach Lakol, must be able to be Muchach Lakol from the Chachma of the Levana. Otherwise, you don't have a Kedusha Sayyam.
Doesn't have to be Hey Eor.
But what he's saying is, it has to be possible to tie it to the Chachma Sayyareach. That's what he's saying.
So why was...
I mean, Rabbi Natam definitely holds that it's not just the Mola, but every Ad Chodesh Yomim means that Yamona Yomim L'Chadashim, that every day is tied to the cycle of the moon, and it changes every day. Each day has its own identity. Each day has its own identity in terms of the cycle of the moon. So that's what it says. So he's saying Shavuos has to always be tied to that component of the lunar cycle, which is a day, and has to be reflected by the Erech itself. That each day is reflected differently in the Erech. In other words, you break down a quarter into seven parts. You break down a quarter into seven parts. And you could recognize, that's what he's saying, that you could recognize from what I'm saying, basically, that every day has its recognizable identity in terms of the Erech. That's what he's saying very clearly. And he's saying that the Shavuos has to have a fixed, recognizable day in terms of the cycle. That's what he's saying. You can't say his underlying idea is just to be able to know, because then you have Aaron's question. So whenever they start to count, they'll look on the 20th day of the count, they'll look at the moon, and they'll say that then in another 49 days, it'll look like this. So what Rabbeinu Tam means is that Shavuos is really tied. He means that Kiddush HaChodesh sets up 29 days that have a separate identity by the Erech. That's a Kiyum in Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiyum of Yom. So the Chag HaShavuos must be tied to that unit that has been already marked off in advance from Kiddush HaChodesh. For that day, the moon has a certain identity. Okay? So the Kiddush HaChodesh sets up 29 units, or 30 units, whatever. That you must, the Kedusha Sayyam HaShavuos is totally in that unit that's tied to the Chachma of the Erech. That practically, you know, Danny Zisner, practically, when the Mekashel Pi'aria, it might not always come out that way. Yeah, that's true. That's true, but it means ultimately revolves around, ultimately, what?
There's no inherent reason.
No, you know, but because then, but that's what we said, but that's what we said all along, in the Rambam, that the ultimate aim is to be, and Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah, the ultimate aim is that it should be in line with the system of the Erech. That's the ultimate aim. It could be some years wouldn't come out that way, but the ultimate goal, the ultimate aim is, it has to have that underlying objective. That otherwise it's unrelated to the Chachma of the Erech. So it's true, sometimes it doesn't work out, but it's still, the underlying objective is it should be. Like Rashi says that the Moladim should be Alpi, Rashi and Rosh Hashanah says, Moladim should be according to the system of the Molad. Sheheya Moladim is Manon, Rashi says according to the system of the Molad. Okay, so ultimately it has to be the way. That's what Ben Atam is saying. This year might not be the way, Yafilamutin, but ultimately it has to be tied to that system of Chachma. That's Rabbeinu Tam. That's Rabbeinu Tam. So what Rabbeinu Tam is saying is that the Kedusha of Shavuos is similar to, is just like, see, the Kedusha of the Moadim always have to revolve around the Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay? So how does it revolve around it? Ordinarily, it's a date. V'chamisha asa yom HaChodesh. Okay? So it's a number of days in the Chodesh. In Shavuos, there's no u'b'shisha yomim l'chodesh. There's no, it's not tied in any way to, its Kedusha cannot emerge from a date from the Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay? So what is Rabbeinu Tam saying? So if that's the case, so how does its Kedusha emerge? So the answer is, it emerges the same, it has the same characteristic as the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. And what is the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh? The Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh is that Klal Yisrael sees the moon is Nischasa, and they know tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. So that is the Mekadesh. The fact that Klal Yisrael knows the Molad, and that permits the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. That's the underlying, that's an underlying component in the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. Okay, an underlying component of the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh is that Klal Yisrael can know that tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. Okay? So he says, since that's an underlying component in Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, that is an underlying, the same underlying component of Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, which is that Klal Yisrael knows that tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh is from the Areach. That's the same underlying component in the Mekadesh of Shavuos, that Klal Yisrael knows that tomorrow, through the Areach, they know the size of the Areach, they know that tomorrow is Shavuos. That's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. But Rabbeinu Tam is bothered with where does the Kedushas Shavuos come from, the Kedusha, from the Kiddush HaChodesh. Where does it come from? I mean, there's no Bashisha HaChodesh. Okay? So his answer is that it borrows its existence from the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. That the underlying Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh is that the moon is Nischasa, and Klal Yisrael knows tomorrow they're going to be Mekadesh. So that's an underlying element in the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. That's an underlying element in the Mekadesh of Shavuos. Okay? Now, how does Klal Yisrael... Okay? And so what Rabbeinu Tam is saying is like this. That the Tisbur Hamishim Yom is really the Koveya. That's true. But no Yom Tov can become Kavua if it doesn't have a Mekadesh of Rosh Chodesh. So over here, it's not ordinarily when you Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, you Koveya the Yom through Kiddush HaChodesh directly, like Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah. The moment they Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, they're saying ipso facto on the 15th is Pesach. Over here, you don't have such a Mekadesh. So what is the Mekadesh over here? Over here, the Mekadesh is the same Mekadesh as you have in Kiddush HaChodesh in general. It borrows its Mekadesh from a phenomenon that's an underlying element in the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh, which is that Klal Yisrael could see that it's Nischasa, so they know, and if it weren't for that, you wouldn't have a Rosh Chodesh. Without that, you wouldn't have Rosh Chodesh. So that element is the very Mekadesh of the Chag HaShavuos. But you couldn't, that, in other words, that gives it Kedusha. Without that, it couldn't have Kedusha, because it wouldn't be tied in any way to the cycle of the Areach. But now the Torah says, now that it's qualified in terms of the Areach, so the Torah says the Mekadesh is the Yom HaChamishim, is the Chamishim Yom. Could have been Yom Shishim. Okay? But it always must borrow its Mekadesh, it must have a Mekadesh as well. Besides the Chamishim Yom, it must have a Mekadesh just like Rosh Chodesh has. That's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. That the Mekadesh is the same Mekadesh as Rosh Chodesh. Ma Chodesh, that's what we're saying. Ma Chodesh Samach L'Biyasa Shal Chodesh Nikar Masa Yiyah Rosh Chodesh. So he says, the same thing over here. What does it mean, same thing over here? Only Shavuos is the same as Rosh Chodesh. That in Rosh Chodesh, the Mekadesh is based on the fact that it's Nikar all of Klal Yisrael. So over here also, it has to be Nikar to all of Klal Yisrael. But it didn't have to be 50 days, it could have been 60 days, it could have been 30 days. The Torah said no, Yom HaChamishim. So the Yom HaChamishim is Koveya, but it cannot have, Yom HaChamishim could be Koveya only in a framework where there's a Mekadesh in terms of the revolution of the Areach. In other words, that's a sign of quantity. Now you must have that. It must have that underlying element. And where does it, of Kiddush HaChodesh, and where does it borrow the element from? From Rosh Chodesh itself. From Rosh Chodesh itself. Because in Rosh Chodesh itself, that element is there. That element is, that's not the Mekadesh, Bezin's Mekadesh. But that is a part of the system of Kedusha that Klal Yisrael can identify it. And if that weren't the case, then you wouldn't have Kiddush HaChodesh. Because that's a component of Mekadesh Shel Hazman. So over here, you must have that element in Shavuos as well. Can't be devoid of it. But now, which day is Kavua? Once you have a system already, now which day is Kavua? That's exactly the question. That's the Yom HaChamishim. That's the Yom HaChamishim. But that's what he's saying, Rabbeinu Tam. He's saying that Shavuos is also Mekudesh through Rosh Chodesh, but in a different way. It's not kavur through the Kiddush HaChodesh of the Kviyas of the Yomim, but it borrows its Mekadesh from the same underlying Mekadesh of Rosh Chodesh. That is an element in the Kiddush of Rosh Chodesh. What Rabbeinu Tam accomplished was, he showed that the Kiddushas HaYom of Shavuos is tied to Kiddush HaChodesh, just like all the other Yom Tovim, but from a different aspect. Okay, that's the essence of what he said. Yeah, the essence of Rabbeinu Tam is to show you the equation between Rosh Chodesh and Shavuos, and he's saying there's an element in Rosh Chodesh that involves the Kiddusha, and that is that Klal Yisrael can notice the Molad in some way. They can have recognition of the Molad. So they have a recognition of it. So he says the same. So their recognition of the Chochmas HaYoreach is a component of an underlying component of the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. That underlying component is borrowed from there and is the Mekadesh over here in Shavuos. That's the essence of what he's saying. And it's not like a V'chamish Yosei Yom. It's not like other Moadim. Of course, after Rabbeinu Tam gets finished, now you see that that everything's tied to the Yoreach, to the Chachma of the Yoreach. That's true, in a broad sense. But that's not Rabbeinu Tam. It's not the real Kiddush HaChodesh. Real Kiddush HaChodesh is Cheshbon and Edim and Kabbalah Seidus. But there is an element there, which is an underlying element of Kedusha that Klal Yisrael can recognize the cycle of the Yoreach in the Kiddush HaChodesh. And over here as well, this element is here. That's what he's saying. And this element is what allows the underlying element necessary to create the Kedusha Sayyam. Now the Chamishim Yom is Kaveya. But without this, you can't have any Kaveya. Because you have to be a Kaveya within the framework of the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. So from Rosh Chodesh, you have different elements. I mean, ordinarily it's direct, like Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah, that when business with Kaddish Kodesh, they're ipso facto announcing the Moadim. Okay? But over here it doesn't work that way. Over here it's an underlying condition that is a necessary condition for the whole system of Kiddush HaKodesh. And that is that Klal Yisrael should be able to recognize it. So that underlying condition is the Mekadesh of Shavuos. That's what he's saying. That's the Mekadesh of Shavuos. Okay? But the Chamishim Yom determines when. Could have been Shishim Yom. Chamishim Yom determines when. Okay. There's an underlying condition for Kiddush Chodesh. Without that condition, the Torah wouldn't give you the mitzvah of Kiddush Chodesh. And that underlying condition is the Mekadesh in Shavuos. Yes?
He says you want to do the philosophy.
Okay. So, yeah, why does the Torah really say Machras HaShabbos? Okay. I mean, Machras HaShabbos. Okay, Chazal go through the halachic aspect. And, yep. But you see, in the Chazal, really, are ideas. Like, for instance, the first pshat, that it is tied to Shabbos. And there is a difference in Shabbos. So Shabbos does play a role. Yeah. You see, you have to understand what the mitzvah of Omer, really, of Avos Omer. So what is the, it's an interesting thing, it's just a stomach question. Why is it really that you bring the Omer a day after Pesach? I mean, what, in the middle of Yontif, I mean, you think I can make it after Yontif. I mean, why is it brought in the middle of Pesach? You know what I mean? I mean, it has to be a reason for it. Machras HaShabbos. So it's the day after Yom Tov Rishon. Now what kind of a zman is this for the Havas Alma? There has to be some tie here. So the question really is, what is the Havas Alma? What is the mitzvah of Havas Alma? What does it reflect? So the chinuch, what?
It's matir
chadash. It's matir chadash. But what is the mitzvah? That's the halachic function. It's a matir. But you see, but it's really it's minchas habikurim. It's really it's v'im v'im. That's right. Pasuk in v'im takrav minchas bikurim lad Hashem. That's the Omer. That's in Beis Yedaleh. Takrav minchas bikurim lad Hashem. So it's minchas bikurim. It's minchas bikurim. What is the minchas bikurim really? So the chinuch says. He says it's a shevach vodah l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu that is machadesh every year, the tefuah of Ne'oda. So it's only tefuah because tefuah people must have to exist. Okay, so it's shvacha shel makom. So it's an interesting thing. So you see that the shvacha shel makom for the fact that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is every year. Creates the seasons, and man is able to harvest wheat, which is essential for his existence. You see, it requires a special shvachah shel makom. It's an interesting thing, but he says it would have been on the first day of Pesach, but the first day of Pesach is relegated to the nitzvah of flos. But there is an interesting connection between the two. How would you define this shevach l'odah? This shevach l'odah on the tefillah. How would you define it? If you want to give a definition, and I think if you have definition, you'll see the uniqueness of the mincha of the omer. What is it really? It's a shevach l'odah on the hashgacha klalius. For Bnei Adam. That's what it is, really. It's a Shevach V'odah. What does it mean? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadesh every year. The season, so that man can have Tvoa. So it's a Shevach V'odah on the Ashgacha Klolius. So Yetzias Mitzrayim is Ashgacha Pratius. And that's really the Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. But you see, after Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yechayev to recognize the Ashgacha Klolius. The Ashgacha Klolius. And that's really the mitzvah, that's really the mitzvah of Mimachras HaPesach. Mimachras HaShabbos, sorry, Mimachras HaShabbos. So, apparently over here, there's something in this mitzvah that is tied to Svatim Chem Mimachras HaShabbos. Okay, yeah. Reishis Ketzirchem. Svadvachem Machas HaShabbos Miyom Avichem Es Omer Atnufa. So first it goes through the whole Kizvola Hashem Vavesem Es Omer Reishis Ketzirchem Avakoyin. And then it says, then it goes through the carbon, and Velochem Vakovachem Lavsachu, and then it starts again. Svadvachem, next parasha. Svadvachem Machas HaShabbos Miyom Avichem Es Omer Atnufa. Okay, so you see, so the carbon of the Omer Atnufa is really positioned for a reason on the day following Pesach. What is the connection? What is the connection? Because really, in Pesach is Ashgacha Pratius, but in the idea, and that's really, in other words, but the whole purpose of the Ashgacha Pratius is really to reflect the Borei Olam. And we said the kiyum in every moed, even its very substance, is dependent on the chachmas Hashem, the recognition of chachmas Hashem, and the bria, and chokos manas amlam. And we said, and Rashi says that if you mekayim the moadim, it's a kiyum in Shabbos. It's a kiyum in Shabbos. Why is it a kiyum in Shabbos? Because if you recognize chachmas Hashem, you'll recognize misham avay olam. So, therefore, the Omer HaTenufa is really a recognition of the Ashgacha Klolius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ashgacha Klolius, what does Ashgacha Klolius mean? Ashgacha Klolius doesn't mean that just God put things into motion. But Ashgacha Klolius really means that everything has contingent existence. And it exists only because of the real existence, true existence, which is God. So the Ashgacha Klolius is the idea of the Hashgacha Klolius, is that this Hashgacha only exists. It's not that God created something and put it into play. Like a human being would create something, so then we go into play, we wouldn't need him anymore. Because the laws of nature are continuous existence, just like they did before he came into the picture. But with God, that's not true. With God, his existence is necessary for the Hashgacha Klolius. So the Omer, which is the korban for the recognition of the Hashgacha Klolius, you see, is tied to the Yom HaShabbos, really. The Yom HaShabbos element emerges because it reaches right into the idea of the Borei Olam, and that without his existence, nothing exists, you see. So that's why the Torah uses that expression, Mimachras HaShabbos. Mimachras HaShabbos. Because in Yom Tov is the structurally the Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha are two separate things, qualitatively. But in Yom Tov, the Kedusha leads to the idea of Mekayim the Moados, Mekayim, ultimately it's a Kiyum in Misham Avayolam. That's where it leads to. So the Omer, which is a recognition of the Hashgacha Klolius, is ipso facto a recognition of the Borei Olam. Because the Hashgacha Klolius can never exist. What the Torah is saying is, don't make a mistake and just think Hashgacha Klolius, that it works by itself. That God put it into existence and it continues existence on its own. No, it's all contingent on the Borei Olam. Machadesh b'tu cholim tam asev reishis. So the Torah went out of its way to say Mimachras HaShabbos Tisperu Chamish Miyom, because it's the element in the Kedusha of the Moed that leads to the Kedushas HaShabbos, which is the Borei Olam, which is really the essence of the whole idea of the recognition of the Hashgacha Klolius. So Hashgacha Klolius cannot be recognized separately as a separate phenomenon. The Hashgacha Klolius is based upon Nisham of Ayolam. That's why it says. That's why the Torah says Mimachra. That's why the time. And that's why it's right after Yom Tov, because it's true. Yom Tov is like the Chinuch says that the Hashgacha Pratius and the Gilui Shechina and the whole that's the Kedusha Yom. But after that. After we have these ideas from the Kedushas Hayom of the Chag HaPesach of the Yom Tov Rishon, after we have these ideas that Yetzias Mitzrayim taught us, so now we have to recognize. Interesting. The first mitzvah you do. What? That's correct. It is an interesting thing. Very interesting thing. That the Torah, that the very first mitzvah, I mean, Yetzias Mitzrayim, is not because we want nisim and flaws. I mean, Hashgacha Pratius. It's just that that was the only vehicle that was that could bring us to the true ideas of Misham Olam, and then Hashgacha Hashem, of course, and Schar Vonesh, all the ideas. But once we have these ideas, it is a very interesting phenomenon that once we have these ideas. The first thing we do the next day is bring a korban for the Hashgacha Klolius. For the Hashgacha Klolius. Right. It's an interesting thing. It's a very interesting thing. That's correct. Yeah. That's right. It's Mater the Chadash, because without that recognition, you have no right. That's right. That's correct. That's Mater the Chadash. That's a good question. Why is that the Koveya for Shavuos? Because really the Mincha Chadash on the Migdash is the same thing as the Omer, but the Omer is Mater B'mdina, and once, so it's also a very interesting thing that you see that this same idea. I mean, you have to elaborate more on this, but you see that the same idea of the recognition of the Hashgacha Klolius is really tied very much into the Kedusha Sayyom of the Chag HaShavuos, because of Esa Mincha Chadash L'Hashem. Tisbur Chamish Miyom, Avesa Mincha Chadash L'Hashem. But the, I mean, it was it's brought into the Mikdash, into the realm of Mikdash. What?
It's called
Chag, the Yom HaBikurim. Yom HaBikurim, Shuas. Yeah, the Chag HaKotzer Bikurim Asecha Shetizra Basar. That's the Chag HaKotzer Shuas, right.
Where is that?
That's in Mishpatim, in Chof Gimel Tazayim. Okay. So the but the idea, the it's interesting that the idea of the recognition of Shevach Vador for the Ashgacha Klolius is really first it's expressed in the Yoma, and that's in Matir Tzvur Begvulin, but then it's brought back into the realm of Mikdash, again into the realm of Mikdash. It's a very interesting thing. It shows you that the realm of Mikdash, in the realm of Mikdash, there has to be recognition of Ashgacha Klolius, of Ashgacha Klolius. That's an interesting thing.
And the Kriya is
that's an essence in Mikdash.
But the Kriya
is essence in it's an essence in the Kedushas Mikdash. What? Yeah. The Shtei Alechem is part of the Shayon. Yeah, it's different. It's an Emor, as opposed to being in Pinchas. It's part of the Shayon. So it's an interesting idea. So you have two times that the Torah recognizes the Hashgacha Klolius, Hashgacha Klolius, and once is in Omer, and again in Mikdash. Again in Mikdash. It's a special Kedusha in Mikdash to recognize the Ashgacha Klolius. Apparently, if you don't have recognition of Ashgacha Klolius, which is clear, you don't have an understanding, you have no recognition, you have nothing, no recognition of Ashgacha Pratyas either. Yes. Because that means that it's devoid of the whole framework of the Borei Olam and the Bria and all the knowledge of. And all the knowledge that man can attain of it. So it's an interesting thing. That's why a person, it's easy for a person to give Shevach Vayedoah on Hashgacha Pratyas. But because of his nature. But Hashgacha Klolius is in a sense even greater. I mean, you see, for instance, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is not based on Hashgacha Pratyas. The whole Perek Aleph, Perek Beis Naram doesn't mention a word about Hashgacha Pratyas. Yeah. So after Yetzias Mitzrayim, the first mitzvah, the Mechayev, is the recognition of Hashgacha Klolius.